I'm Daisha.
And I'm Faith.
And we are Women of Faith Podcast. Welcome to our podcast. Make sure you like, subscribe, and comment down below.
Sit back, relax, and enjoy.
We would love to have you.
Hey, are you looking to grow in your relationship with God and boldly live out who He has called you to be? Well, I have the perfect resource for you. Check out my new book, God is Calling You, a devotional filled with journaling prompts, prayers, scriptures, and stories from my own life to encourage you in your faith walk. Purchase your copy today at lifeoffaith.store. Again, lifeoffaith.store.
Hey guys.
Hey guys.
Welcome back to our podcast.
Welcome.
We on back. Time this time, y'all. We ain't make y'all wait too many weeks for this one.
Yes, yes. 2 weeks later. Yeah, we on time.
Yes, but I honestly, Faith and I are so grateful for all the new subscribers.
Yes.
You guys have been set. Our views have been amazing.
They really have. And we went over 100 subscribers.
Yes. Thank you.
So thank y'all for tuning in, listening. We're just so
excited.
Grateful.
Yeah. Yes.
And
yes.
TikTok and Instagram. You guys have been faithful.
Yes. And know that we love you guys. We definitely have been praying for all of y'all to come.
Yes.
And as you guys all come, like we were just praying that God allows us to continue to be able to pour into mm-hmm. you. And He'll give us the words to say for which you are needing, which you need to hear from Him. This is the portion of the podcast where we just kind of talk about life, what's been happening, and you know. What's going on? And so, Faith, put you in the hot seat, girl. What's going on, girl?
God has been moving and working. We are so glad. I rejoice and I'm so thankful, y'all. I have something new.
Yes.
And I've been praying about you already now.
Yes.
But I recently got a raise.
Woo!
Jesus did it.
The money.
And it's crazy because it just kind of happened. Like my boss had set up a meeting. She put it on my calendar. We met actually today. And she told me the good report.
Wow.
And it's crazy because it was something I had been thinking about because I had been at my company for a while. And I'm just like, it would be nice to get a little. And so I was writing up this little essay type thing to present and say why I should get it. But the way God worked is I didn't even need to petition about it to anybody but Him.
Yeah.
And He moved today.
Amen. Amen.
Yep. So got that raise, that increase, and God is so good.
Yes.
And then I'm just still hopeful, still thankful.
Yeah.
Still having this expectation and what God can do, even though I can't see it yet. Like, I just feel like He's never finished. Mm-hmm. Like, there's just so much more to the song.
Yes.
Says there's so much more
to
the story in my life. I'm letting Him write it. I'm surrendering to Him.
Amen.
Even if it's in the way that I thought it wouldn't be. I'm running to Him. I'm running to the Father again and again. I'm not giving up, not losing hope, not losing faith, trusting Him, even with the doubts, even with the insecurities sometimes about if He can do it, when He can do it, even with the impatience, I'm surrendering it over to Him and letting Him heal my heart through the things that I'm going through.
Yeah.
Because He is the best heart surgeon.
Mm.
So we praise Him. How about you, cousin?
Honestly, to sum up where I'm at, I come straight up.
Can we get into her outfit, y'all? Hold up. Because did y'all see this? Wait a minute. You're going to have to zoom out, Devin, on these shoes.
So the shoes.
Voila. Can we get... But not only the shoes, y'all. It's giving princess. It's giving
princess.
The blazer. It's just matching the shoes.
Thanks, cousin. Thank
you. And then the nails to go with it. And then the whole and the curly hair.
Thank you.
And the makeup. Can we just get into this beautiful creation right here. She just did it, y'all. I was already like this before the podcast, before we started filming. So I was like, girl, I'm bringing this up. Yes. Do y'all see this?
Cousin.
She is so fashionable.
Thank you, cousin.
Just get into it. Zoom up and go up and down. Because I mean, all right, let me calm down. All right, I'm done. Go ahead. What are you talking about?
All I'm going to say about that is I'm the queen of thrifting.
Hey.
And half this outfit probably cost less than $100.
Y'all hear that?
All of it, less than $100.
Get into it. If y'all got questions about that, y'all better shoot a DM, so you know. Comment. If y'all want to know about thrifting, she got all the answers.
Period. Okay. I love a good bargain. But honestly, to sum up where I'm at right now, it's kind of funny because I posted this reel to my story earlier today, and it was Kiara Shear, and she was saying, I want to live a quiet life. I want to live a life where I'm just basking truly in the ambience of God and what he's doing in my life quietly and allowing him to fight whatever battles there are. Like,
that is so rich.
Cousin, I'm just in an era where I'm like, I want to just live my life.
Relax.
And sit back.
Yes.
I'm out of the era of wanting to post everything and show everything. I just want to live my life.
Amen.
And truly feel God's presence in my life, you know, privately.
That's the place to get to.
Yes. Yes.
Peace.
Literally.
That is rest.
Yes.
Quietness.
Yes.
And the Bible talks about how important it is to live this quiet life.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm happy for you.
Thank you, cousin. Mm. Yeah. Another thing also like that I want to say is that those that know me personally just know like the season that I was in and just the different things that I struggled with. Mm. And I'm seeing now how God has literally brought me out and it's showing in different areas of my life.
Amen.
And I'm just so grateful. Yeah. And I think I'll definitely share more detail in like a deeper, way of my testimony, just kind of like later down the line. But like God has really brought me a long way.
Yeah.
And I'm beginning to truly see the fruit of that. Yeah. I'm just so grateful because it took a long time. Mm-hmm. It took a long time, but God is just so good. He's so good, y'all.
He is so good.
Yes. He's faithful.
He is faithful.
He's faithful. And he may not come, like the song says, he may not come when you want him, but he will be there right on time.
Yes. And he wants to do good things for you guys. Mm-hmm. He wants to show off in your life.
Yeah.
If we could just simply trust him.
Yes.
And go to him and seek him.
Yes.
And surrender to him and acknowledge him.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all, draw near to him.
Mm-hmm.
He's moving
mm-hmm.
in our lives, through your lives, listening. Y'all keep it up. I know we have some faithful followers from the beginning.
Yes,
I know
y'all, and we love y'all so much. We truly, truly
we
do.
We thank y'all because y'all are allowing us to get encouraged as we use our gifts.
Yeah.
We're so encouraged to see you guys faithfully watch our videos.
And engage with us.
Yeah. Comment. It's really uplifting.
Yes. In our last video, like within like 5 days, we did more views than the last video we posted.
Yeah. It might have the wild. Most views.
The most views.
Yeah, of all.
Yes. Y'all are really showing out for us. And we are so grateful.
Yeah, we're so grateful. And we know God is sending you guys, some of you who are new our way. So we are praying for you. We know that God is working in your life too, as you're listening, you're learning. And so let's dive into the topic for today.
Yes.
So this topic is about purpose and calling and assignment. We've titled it, God is Calling You. And this is part one of God is Calling You.
Yeah.
So I'm going to let you dive into what the discussion will be, and then we'll take it from there.
A little second title that I want to give it for what I'm going to touch on is the purpose-driven life. And so I know you probably have seen that movie with Will Smith. This is not about that movie. What that title is saying is essentially that our purpose should be what drives us in life. Mm-hmm. It should be what makes us get up in the morning. It should be what makes us feel like we have a reason to be here. And I know sometimes that if you do not know what that is, you question why you're even here. Mm-hmm. And so we want to touch on that and just dig deeper into that and what a purpose truly is and what it means. And so there is a worldview on what a purpose is, and there is a spiritual view of what a purpose mm-hmm. is. And the world spiritual view is self-motivated. It is money motivated. Mm-hmm. It is fame motivated, notoriety motivated. Mm-hmm. And so we grow up trying to figure out, okay, what career can I do? What can I find? What thing can I perfect that will make me the most money, that will get me the most fame, that will get me the most likes or views or whatever it is that you're trying to do? And that is self-motivated. It yep. is the world's view of what purpose is. And when you develop a relationship with Christ, you understand that purpose is not about you. Your purpose is about the Lord.
Amen.
It is about His glory. Mm. The purpose in Christ is exactly what this what it says. It is Christ-driven. It is mm-hmm. Christ-led. It is Christ-influenced. And the main purpose of your life is to glorify God.
Yes.
And we are created for that very purpose, yes. to glorify Him. And I want to just kind of touch on the scripture in Isaiah that speaks on that specifically. And it basically says that we were created for the purpose of glorifying God,
Amen.
For the purpose that He has called us essentially to do. And so I want to touch on the scripture that says in Colossians 1:16, "For in Him all things were created, things in heaven and on earth, visible Amen. And invisible, where thrones or powers or rulers or authorities, all things Amen. Have been created through Him and for Him."
Amen.
And so we were created for Christ's purpose.
Yeah.
And so it's up to us to understand how to seek and confirm that in this life. And believe it or not, it's not as hard as we make it.
Yep.
Once you begin to open up your eye and your ear spiritually to hear from the Lord.
And I want to share another verse that follows up with that. Isaiah 43, and it says, "For I have created him for my glory. I have formed him, yea, I have made him." So another verse that shows that we were made to glorify God. That is our main purpose. And that's something we have to understand in order to know the specific purposes for our lives, maybe the assignments that God has for us. And I think this is a very rich topic because, you know, kind of like what you touched on earlier, there's some people out here that's like, what am I living for? Mm-hmm. Especially as an unbeliever, you're like, why am I here?
Yeah.
What is my purpose? And even as believers, sometimes we can get into that mode of trying to figure out, okay, what am I supposed to be doing on this earth? And then also living in this world, we can kind of get distracted because this world has so much to offer, kind of like what you were talking about earlier. Notoriety, the fame, the money, and it can cause us to sometimes think that's what we're living for. Mm-hmm. You know, for example, a person may be thinking they need to make a certain amount, have a certain income. And so instead of pursuing a career that God wants for them, they go in the direction of a career that makes the most money.
Yeah.
So that's just an example of how sometimes the world can cause us to think that our purpose is to get and not to glorify. As a believer, what we come to realize is true success is actually living in God's will. That is true success, actually living out the purpose and the plan that He has for us.
Yeah.
And so another thing I want to talk about, or we want to talk about in this topic, is how to discover and hear God's voice. So we know our purpose is to glorify God, right? But what about those specific assignments that He has for us?
Mm-hmm.
What are we supposed to be doing? Where are we supposed to be working? Where are we supposed to go to school? Who are we supposed to marry? Those different things. And so we want to touch on basically some of the ways that you can hear from God to know exactly what it is that He wants you to do.
Yeah.
And one of the ways is through other people. God sometimes uses believers and uses people just in general to get a message across to another mm-hmm. person. Another way is through dreams and visions. If it's consistent with the Word of God, God uses those things. And then also music. Sometimes He can use like a worship music, or even it could be a secular. I know people that have said the secular song has spoke to them. That hasn't been my story yet, but I know that some people have said that. And then God's audible voice. I haven't heard it yet, but I know people that have, where God literally said, "This is what I want you to do. I've called you to this area to be a preacher, to be a doctor." Like He has literally spoken to people.
Yeah.
And then also through confirmation. This has happened a lot in my life where I'm hearing one thing, then I'm seeing one thing, and then I'm reading one thing, and it's the same thing. And so that's how you know, okay, God is trying to get your attention. Yeah. Another way is through the Holy Spirit. There's like a nudge that he gives you. And then another way that I want to go further into discussing is through his word, which is practical, easy way to hear from God. Yeah. Just open up the word of God. The Bible actually says in Hebrews 4:12, for the word of God is alive and active, sharper than any double-edged sword. It penetrates even to the dividing of soul and spirit, joints and marrow. It judges the thoughts and attitudes of the heart. And in Psalms 119:105, it says, thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. So meaning that the word is the source of life. The word is a source to guide us in the right direction of where God wants us to be.
Yeah.
It's a light unto our path. It's a lamp unto our feet. And this is especially important because we live in such a dark world. Mm-hmm. And so the fact that the word is a light, it shows that it's guiding us, it's giving us the truth of how to walk, where to walk, when to walk. Mm-hmm. It's all in his word. It's a manual for life, honestly. The word of God, the Bible, is a manual for life.
Yeah.
Also in Proverbs 3:5-6, it says, trust in the Lord with all thy heart and lean not into thy own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy paths. Mm-hmm. And so basically this verse is showing how important it is to trust God, meaning like just literally putting our entire faith in him with all of our heart and knowing that he can be trusted, not our own understanding and our own thoughts, but it is him that who can be trusted.
Yeah.
And then also laying down our own expectations and hopes and knowing that God wants us to acknowledge him in all our ways. And when we acknowledge him, he's not going to put us on the wrong road. He's going to lead us in the right direction and help us if we're on the wrong path to take the right exit. And so it's just so important to acknowledge him because he's the one that's going to help remove any obstacles in our way.
Yeah.
He's the one that's going to tell us where to go, when to go, who to go with, if we could just simply trust him.
Yeah.
Now, one of the things I want to touch on is proof that we're not trusting God, right? So one of the ways that you know you're not relying on God's strength and trusting in him is when there's problems going on in your life or there's questions you just don't know about and you're going to other people. Or maybe you're going to the television to try to seek your answer, or maybe going on the internet. That's a way that you know that you're not entirely putting your trust in God. But when God is the first person that you're seeking, when you have a problem and you're allowing him to be the solution, that's how you know, okay, I'm putting my trust in God. Okay, I'm following his word and I'm not leaning into my own understanding, but I'm aiming to allow him to give me the understanding that I need to walk out this life of faith and to fulfill the purpose and plan that he has for my life.
And I want to add to that because I think that sometimes we find ourselves looking for people to give us the confirmation and the answers because they're physically here. We can physically see them. And as people, we kind of long for that physical connection.
Yep.
And sometimes when you feel like you can't feel or hear God, you have to get that validation from someone.
Yeah.
And so you may go to a friend and ask them their advice, or you may go to your mom or whoever to ask for their advice. But God is like, I want you to come to me with that.
Amen.
I want you to trust me with that.
Whew.
I've done that before.
Whew, I've been there. Honestly, y'all, I'm gonna be honest. I was there a couple days ago where I was trying to figure out a problem in my life and aiming to solve it, right? And so the way that our God works, actually, it's phenomenal. It's like when you're not even thinking about him, he's thinking about you.
Yeah.
And I did what I did, and I was still discouraged, trying to fix the problem. And then this song got allowed to come to my mind called Run to the Father. Mm. And in the lyrics, it says, the first verse, I've carried a burden for too long on my own. I wasn't created to bear it alone. I hear your invitation to let it all go. Yeah, I see it now. I'm laying it down and I know that I need you. Mm. And this is the part that really stood out to me, the chorus. I run to the Father. I fall into grace. I'm done with the hiding. No reason to wait. My heart needs a surgeon. My soul needs a friend. So I run to the Father again and again and again and again and again. And I'm just like, wow, like this song really shows how important it is to run to the Father, not just once, but again and again and again. Not run to the television, not run to the friend and gossip, not run to the music, not run to the club, not run to the man or the woman, but run to the Father because he is the heart. The song said, my heart needs a surgeon. There's some people out here, some of us out here that are really going through some spiritual things. Yeah. We are broken.
Yeah.
And the only one who can put us together again is the Lord.
And the thought that I just came to is that why are we going to people and places and things when God is our creator?
Mm-hmm.
And he knows the purpose. He knows the plan.
Yes.
And so in regular natural human nature, if you knew somebody knew the plan, you're going to go to them.
Yep.
So why?
Like if somebody made something and it's not working,
you're going to go to the one who created
it.
And so why would you not go to your creator? Because he knows the plan. He knows the plan.
Wow.
Your friend don't know the plan. Mm-mm. She didn't make you.
And that's sometimes how we can fall into things that God never intended us to fall into. Because we go on to that man and he tell us something and then we end up doing it.
Period.
That's never what God wanted us to do. God wanted us to go to him to give us the solution to whatever we're dealing with. If we could just run, and not just run to the Father once, but run to him again. And again, this is a daily thing.
And seek him.
With all of our heart and our mind and our strength.
Yeah.
Knowing that he is the one that guides us. He is the one that shows us. He is the one that speaks to us concerning his will, his plan for our life. We cannot get anywhere that he wants us to be without him.
Without him. Yeah. Yeah.
There is no success without him.
Without him.
We are not blessed without him. Like, we need him. Yes. We need him.
I don't think you want anything if God's hand isn't on it.
Yeah.
I don't want anything if his hand, if his grace, if his mercy is not on it.
Ooh, and I've been there when his hand wasn't on it, and I'm telling you.
Yeah.
That was a mess.
Yeah.
But thank God he can turn a mess and make a miracle. We serve a good God.
Yeah.
We serve a good God.
Yeah. And I want to add to, just to kind of add to that. So I was listening to a live the other day with Tiffany Montgomery. That's my girl.
Oh, yes.
And she said something that was very profound to me. And she said, if you find yourself in a place where you feel like you aren't hearing from God, you feel like you're not getting the answers that you're looking for, you need to search your life for idols.
That's deep.
And I didn't really understand it initially when she said it, but when she began to break it down, it made sense. Mm-hmm. Because an idol is literally anything that you love more than God.
Wow.
It can be social media. It can be your phone. It can be money. It can be shopping. It can literally be anything that you think of, that you do, or that you're engaged in, that you may love more than God. And so if you're not hearing from him, search your life. What am I giving more of my time to? What am I giving more of my life to that God is not the forefront above these things?
Amen.
And when she said that, it began to make sense. Because when you fast and when you pray and you truly devote yourself to hearing from God, you hear from him.
You really do.
It's because really you don't have the distractions.
Mm-hmm.
And so what is it in your life that is distracting you that you cannot hear your purpose from him?
Yeah. And I want to touch on this verse because this verse actually shows us what sometimes can be in the way, right? So Psalms 1:1-3 says, blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, the Bible, and in his law doth he meditate day and night. And he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of the water that bringeth forth fruit in his season. His leaf shall also not wither, and whatsoever he doth shall prosper.
Amen.
And that verse, the blessed, it means happy, being blessed, being able to enjoy God's creation and his goodness being extended on our lives. And also being blessed, this verse shows, is not walking in the way of the wicked.
Yeah.
That's honestly like the fastest way, Tony Evans covers this, to miss your blessing, is taking counsel from the wicked.
Mm-hmm.
And honestly, if you think about it, there's so many ways you can take counsel from the wicked.
Yeah.
Through the music you listen to.
Mm-hmm.
Through the television shows you watch.
Yeah.
Through the people you're around. When you decide to hit up that place again. Knowing well, sure, you shouldn't be there because it's not a good influence on your life. Yeah. But those are some of the ways that can deter you off the purpose that God has for you. That verse, it just shows how important it is. And then even Romans 12:2, do not conform to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Mm-hmm. Then you'll be able to test and approve what is God's will.
Yeah.
Then. After you renew your mind. Mm-hmm. I got to say that again. Do not conform to the pattern of this world. And we know this world is wicked. We know there's so many things in this world that is not of God.
Yeah.
The verse continues to say, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. This is a constant daily thing, renewing your mind. Why? Because then you'll be able to test and approve what God's will is. How important it is to renew our minds so that we can know his plan and purpose for our life. Mm-hmm. And not just his plan and purpose. This part right here. His good. His plan is good. Yes. Y'all, he got some good things in store for us. Yes. If we could only renew our minds and trust him, it says his good, pleasing, and perfect will.
Yeah.
That is powerful.
Yeah.
That is power. And the emphasis on good. Like, we serve a good father.
Yes.
And he wants good things. Yeah. Even when he made us. Even when he made creation, he said, it's good. Mm, like, he has good things in store for us. And sometimes, honestly, even in my own life, sometimes you can get away from that thinking when you when so many things that are happening in your life that's just, like, not good. Mm-hmm. Then you start to think, well, if this is not happening good in my life, like, is God really – like, those are some of the questions that sometimes we can have as a believer, as a non-believer. But this is God's word, and his word is the truth. And I'm standing on his word. I don't care what my situation look like. It don't have to look good. I know I serve a good father. He can turn things around.
Yes.
That song says, late in the midnight hour, God can turn it around. In the midnight hour. He can turn it around in seconds. So you just never know.
Yeah. And that brings me to my favorite verse of all time.
Amen.
I have others.
Yes.
But this honestly is like my favorite because in the seasons of my life where I was at my lowest, it reminded me that it was for a purpose. And this is Jeremiah 29:11. And it says, for I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Plans to give you hope and the future.
Yeah.
And so God has a plan, a perfect plan already carved out for your life.
Amen.
And it is up to us to find the time, the discipline, the obedience to hear from God and to be able to find what that confirmation is. And sometimes he may not give you the whole picture. Because if he gave you the whole picture, you probably wouldn't be able to handle it. So he has to give you bits and pieces so that you don't become overwhelmed.
Yeah.
Because if he gave it all to you today, you probably would not even be able to, like, it's just like what our parents. Like, if they told you what you're going to get for Christmas when you were younger, you wouldn't be able to sleep. Nope. You would be up, oh my God, my mom said I'm going to get this, my mom said I'm going to get that. Mm-hmm. You would not be able to rest.
Yep.
So he's just like our father.
He knows what he's doing.
And so he gives us bits and pieces, little inklings of what he has for us.
Yeah. And then also how important it is to really get out of yourself.
Yeah.
Because the Bible says his ways are not our ways and his thoughts are not our thoughts. I literally have to tell myself sometimes, like, what you think in faith, it might not be true. Like, please stop thinking. Because it's like his ways are not our ways.
Yeah.
And so that's why it's important that verse says you have to renew your mind.
Yes.
And you have to be in your word and meditating on what the word says so that what the word says can begin to be in your thoughts because what the word says is what he says. And so sometimes it's just a matter of knowing that what you thought was supposed to be might not be because it simply wasn't the best. It simply wasn't God's way, plan, will. It wasn't his perfect, good, pleasing
perfect will.
And that's what he wants for our lives.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, our minds can't even comprehend that sometimes.
Yeah.
And that's why we be going out here running into the crazy stuff. Because it's like sometimes our minds, it just can't process what is good sometimes.
Yeah.
But thank God that he is the one that is the he defines good. I mean, God is good. Yes. Like, that is literally his character.
And when it comes to just just knowing what where God has placed you, peace comes with that.
Yep.
He plans. He is the way maker, the planner mm-hmm. of that purpose and goal. He already has the path that you are going yeah. to take. It doesn't mean it's going to be easy, mm-hmm. but with him, it will be easier.
Yeah.
And so peace will come with that. Joy yeah. will come with that.
Yeah.
Even if it is difficult, it won't be as difficult as it would yeah. be if you were doing it all on your own. And so I really want to say yeah. this, because I know sometimes when we talk about purpose and we talk about, you know, knowing your calling and things that God is calling you to do, sometimes people assume that it's we're talking about calling you to preach or calling mm-hmm. you to go, you know, be a disciple. We're all supposed to do that. Yes. But I mean, in the sense of like, you know, going outside on the street and standing there and actually ministering to people, like everybody has different gifts and different mm-hmm. callings. And your calling may be ministering to people as a doctor.
Yep.
As a lawyer. You know, but what we're really saying is you should not be doing those things based off of self. Mm. You should be doing them because God led you there. And because God led you there, he will give you the grace to be able to do it.
Amen. Amen. So this was really rich and deep, and we yeah. have so much more in store for this topic. But one verse I want to leave you guys with is John 10:10. It says, "The thief cometh not but to steal and to kill and to destroy. I have come that they might have life, that they might have it more abundantly."
Amen.
So the first is just so essential to know, so that you can know what is of God, know what is not of God. Mm-hmm. Know that sometimes what you're doing that is not of God, it might seem good for a while, but at the end of the day, the enemy, he has a plan. Mm-hmm. He wants you on the path that is not of God.
Yeah.
He wants you on that wide path, knowing yes. that we're supposed to be on the narrow path, mm-hmm. because you know that path allows him to be able to steal, kill, and destroy. Mm-hmm. So just be mindful of that.
So I want to pray.
Yes, yes.
Because this is definitely a rich topic. Mm-hmm. And I know when people don't know who they are, when yeah. they don't know why they've been created, they can start to feel like, why am I even here? And that's a lie from the enemy. Mm-hmm. God created you for a purpose, on purpose, and he has a plan for your life. And so we're going to pray.
Amen.
And so, Father God, mm-hmm. I thank you for our listeners, the listeners that, God, you've given us, the watchers that you have brought to us for this specific podcast, Father God. God, you know the deepest desires of their hearts, their deepest pain, Father. And God, mm-hmm. I ask that you would go to the root of that and that you would heal them, Father God. God, I ask right now that, God, that you would allow them to get to such a deep connection with you, Lord, that they will be able to hear your voice, God, mm-hmm. that you will be able to speak to them like you've never spoken to them before, Lord. That you'll be able to give them confirmations, Father God, that you'll be able to confirm to them, God, why you created them, why you have placed them on this earth, God, and what you want them to do. And so, God, allow them to have the confidence, God, when you show them that, God, to be able to do it with the godly confidence that you've given them, Lord, and to be able to pursue that wholeheartedly, trusting in you the whole entire way. God, we thank you for the lives that they are going to touch as a result of this. Amen. God, we thank you for the lives that are going to be changed as a result of this. God, we thank you, Father God, for the purposes that are going to be fulfilled as a result of this. And God, you are so, so good. You are so good, and we thank you, God. And we give you the glory, we give you the honor, and God, we give you the praise for the victory in this, that we know we will know our purpose. We will know why we're here. And God, we will do it wholeheartedly, trusting in you the whole way. In Jesus' name I pray.
Amen.
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 Yes. We hope you guys learned so much
yes.
that you enjoyed it. And we cannot wait to see you back for part 2.
Yes. Bye.